गुरुपरम चंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे। I want to come on this same subject we began yesterday. Oh, come to India with me. Where? On the bank of Yamuna, Gokul, in the house of, in the courtyard of Nanda Baba. Oh, Krishna was running crooked here and there. But in the loss, Yashoda discovered a trick to control Krishna and to catch him. What? He took his stick and told that, oh Krishna, I'm throwing this. So Krishna did like, oh mother, don't beat me. And he was weeping. Yashoda Ma told that why you stole away the butter and why you broke the vessel. Weeping Krishna replied, mother, what offense have I done? Yashoda Maiya replied, you have broken the yogurt pot. Mother Yashoda, Krishna told, mother, it is not true. I have not broken that pot. Oh, who? Then Yashoda asked, who broke the vessel pot? Krishna told. Krishna told, mother, you have put very heavy ankle belt, and when you were running to save that milk, and it was just with that vessel, and it broke away. So you have broken, I have not broken. So many arguments were. At last, oh, Yashoda did that. Oh, I'm just throwing this. And Krishna was like this, and she catch hold Krishna. She took her cane. Oh, I will. Keeping his left hand by his her right hand. His right hand with his. And right hand cane. Oh, I will beat him.
And Krishna was weeping bitterly.
Now tears were coming. Oh, washing his kaja. So Krishna was black, and upon this, the tears mixed with this kajal, more black was coming. Who was Krishna? Supreme Personality of Krishna, Godhead, having so much opulence and power. But even he was fearful from her mother. When Krishna was weeping so loudly, then Yashoda told, I will not beat you, but I will bind you.
But very, not so much. И когда мама еще сказал, я не буду тебя бить, хорошо, но я обязательно должна буду наказать тебя, поэтому я привяжу тебя к стулу. Вся, как было, ты всегда выразился в отца любви.
So you see, that only Mother Yashoda can bind Krishna and control. Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda, they are both in parental mode. But who is superior? Can you tell? Nanda Baba is superior?
Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai обладают родительской любовью Кришны. Кто из них выше?
Because he untied the knot.
Поскольку Нанда Баба развязал узел, значит, он выше в родительской любви, чем Ишода.
No.
Нет.
Oh, Нанда Баба cannot tight him. But Yashoda Mother. Oh, so much supermost love for Krishna. So by that love, Krishna can be controlled. Otherwise, not. We have never seen or never heard that anyone has tightened Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he is so minute. Smaller than the smallest. Then how we can type any zero?
Поскольку Кришна является меньшим и чаще, как мы можем связать?
Like a point, very
microscopic.
We cannot.
Пространство это все равно, что пытаться связать с ноль.
And other hand, whole universe is in one kinfolk of Krishna. So anything of this material world cannot find Krishna. Oh, Krishna can be guided only by love, but paternal love. So she is superior than anyone. Now? Oh, you should come with me in Mathura. Oh, Krishna is fighting with Tarun Mustik. And Kansa is on the top on a big golden throne.
Kansa sits on a big golden throne.
Oh, all his demi demons, associates, they wanted to kill Krishna together, mixing. And they know that anyone alone cannot kill Krishna. So we all together, we should try combined and to kill Krishna. So they have made any arena, and there Charuna and Mustik and so many wrestlers wanted to kill Krishna there. Yeah. Oh, seeing this, the wives of the Jadav of Mathura, Yadav Patra. Home. We should not be here. Because this is not a wrestling
place,
but they are conspiring to kill Krishna. Krishna is a very small boy, and they are like mountains, very big wrestlers. So we should try to give up this place and we should go away. And they are what telling? We are not fortunate to see Krishna. Krishna is beautiful here also, but not
no
peacock feather, no
fruit,
nothing is here. When a lion in his jungle, forest, oh, he is so beautiful and very strong. But when he is put in a cage, oh, now he becomes so weak and he is tightened there. So Krishna, when he is in Vrindavan, so beautiful there, Kandarpa of Kandarpa, with gopis dancing and remembering. So beautiful, these gopis of Vrindavan are naturally so fortunate to see that beautiful Krishna. We are not. And thus they remembered the pastimes of Krishna and they became so much absorbed in Krishna. And what doing? They are telling that, oh, gopis, gopis are so fortunate. From birth, they are playing with Krishna. Always remembering Krishna in their mind. And Krishna is always reminding them on his mind. So gopis are on the chariot of Krishna, mind they are always. Gopis are what doing? When they are brooming in their houses, what they are telling? No. Govinda Damo when they are going to make sleep their sons, but not sleep. What doing? Govinda Damo they are going to they are going to clear their houses with water and clay. And what they are doing? Govinda sometimes churning yogurt. And what doing? Govinda Damo Dharma Jameti. Govinda Damo Dharma Jameti. Govinda Damo Dharma Jameti. Govinda Damo Dharma Jameti. Sometimes in the very morning, there are parrots in each houses, and they are teaching them what? Oh, shoe, oh, parrot, you should tell me, you should sing like us. And they are teaching them to sing what? Govinda Damo Dharma Jameti. Govinda Damo Dharma Jameti. Sometimes in grinding mortar, they are making rice, paddy and all other things. Sometimes grinding wheat for making chapati and they are doing Govinda Damo Dharma Jameti. Govinda Damo Dharma Jameti. Govinda Damo Dharma Jameti. Govinda Damo Dharma Jameti. Not talking each other, what? Worldly talks. Never, never. What? Govinda Damo Dharma Jameti. Krishna is there. What Krishna doing? Always on their mind. Always. And gopis are on in the mind of Krishna. So you can follow them. If you are going anywhere, Govinda Rama. If you are cooking, if you are nursing your children, children, you know, then what doing? Govinda Rama Sarana Bhaveti, Govinda Rama Dharma Bhaveti, Govinda Rama Dharma Bhaveti, Govinda Rama Dharma Bhaveti. Any gopi going to their beds to sleep, what doing? Govinda Rama Dharmadareti, Govinda Rama Dharmadareti. Thus, these gopiras, if you are driving car, by mouth you can tell, Govinda Rama. Wife comes to quarrel with you, please, you also, Govinda. If husband comes to quarrel with you, please, you should also sing it, Govinda. Krishna, if he is in Golok Vrindavan, so mild, so far away, or anywhere, he will come. At once come. If tears are coming, Krishna will come with his pitambar. You are not translated. He is not translated. He forget everything. Then these Jadav Patnis, the wives of the Jadav, they prayed that we want to put the lotus dust of gopis on our head. We want to follow them and we want to be fortunate like them. So gopis are more superior than any bhakta. And among them, Uddhava went in Braja and he realized the gopis' prayer. And he prayed like that, Ashamaho Charana Reni Kisham. I want a Lord Nanda Braja Srinam Padrenum Afikram. These gopis has left their husband. They have left their father, mother, children and everything, position. Even chastity, everything. And they have come to serve Krishna. Krishna is also telling, I cannot repay. In thousand and thousand of birth, I cannot repay. So I am unrepaid. So all are telling like this. So Uddhava is telling, Bande Najna Brajishtinang Padrenum Vafikshna Sahajyasang Hari Katho Jit Punati Bhana. I want to be a dust. I cannot be, I know. So I am doing pranam to a dust of gopis. Because gopis can glorify Krishna and they can make purify whole world, everyone, by their song, beautiful. And what songs they are? Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kaviviritam kalmasa shavarna mangalam
श्रीमदाकतम भूरिदन्तिते भूरिदाजना.
एनीवन कैन हैव क्वालिफाइड बुक्स. इवन कृष्णा, इवन बलदेव प्रभु अनंत विद थाउजेंड एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ माउथ, ही कैन नॉट ग्लोरीफाई प्योरली एंड कंप्लीटली इवन कृष्ण. सो द मूड ऑफ द गोपीज एंड अमोंग देम द मूड ऑफ राधिका इज द हाइएस्ट. वनली रूप गोस्वामी और रूप मंजरी कैन सर्व राधिका शोभा. सो वी वॉन्ट टू बी ए डस्ट, लोटस डस्ट ऑफ रूप मंजरी टू सर्व राधा एंड कृष्ण कलियुग. This is our object of our life. Now we will complete all the glory of this high class of love. And then we are coming from tomorrow. How, in what process we can have that kind of service? So, what is our object? You can now decide. The mood of the gopi, the love of gopis to Krishna, like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, like Rup Goswami. This is our highest object of our life. But how we can attain it? Oh, from tomorrow morning, we will try to explain.
Nitai Gauranga Jaya Nitai.
To say, their krishi,
agriculture.
They are poisoning everywhere to kill
insects.
But it will come in grain, and thus all are polluted. And we will take and we will be mad, or so many diseases will come and we will die.
И удобрения, и которые очень вредны, они пытаются защитить урожай от вредных насекомых, но вместе с этим оскверняют и отравляют сам урожай, поэтому когда люди едят его, они сходят с ума и умирают.
If you are abusing anyone, criticizing anyone, quarreling anyone with anyone, the sounds will pepper out in air and it will go through whole universe.
Если вы критикуете и оскорбляете кого-то, если вы ругаетесь с кем-то, если вибрации входят в тонкие слои атмосферы и оскверняют всю Вселенную.
So if you are speaking anything, nonsense or anything, oh, it will not in vain, it will go throughout whole world by air.
Если вы говорите глупости,
just like there is a pond, big pond. Take a stone and throw out in the pond. Some webs will create and they will touch all ends of pond. Thus, universe is one, like air is everywhere. So when anyone chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare. So this will separate, this will create so many webs of air. And this will touch everywhere in world, everywhere, in the ends of world, moving here and there, and purify all the universe from all these pollutions. Krishna is so much powerful. He can create whole universe in a second and he can destroy. And again he can create so many worlds. So he has invested his all mercy, all power, all opulence in these names. They are so powerful. Oh, very soon, if they are gone to whole universe by the help of air waves, the pollution will be at once gone. You know that the trees, creepers, animals, insects, they cannot speak. They can understand our language. But everyone, human, not only human persons, trees, creepers, insects, here, there, who are in this universe, this powerful name will touch them, whether they know or not, no question of this, they will anyhow touch. If knowingly, unknowingly, you are touching fire, it will burn you. Similarly, this name very powerful. They will inject all and they will purify all, whether they know or not.
Независимо от того, знает он природу огня или нет. Точно так же любой, кто слушает святое имя, знает он о природе святого имени или нет, верит он в него или нет, он все равно получает благо и очищается.
Oh, here trees are very fortunate. Grasses are fortunate. The person are fortunate, whether they are coming to our class or not. But anyhow, they are attending our classes, all trees, creepers, grasses, everything. Oh, hearing sound.
Все деревья, которые растут здесь, все растения, которые растут здесь, очень удачливы, потому что они слышат звуковые вибрации, которые мы поем. И даже если они не присутствуют у нас на лекции, все равно они получают благо, потому что косвенным образом они находятся здесь, и они слушают все вибрации, которые разносятся отсюда.
Even Muslims, they don't speak Hari, Krishna, Ram, but the sound will go anyhow. If they are in Arab, or they are in Iran, anywhere, the sound will go and touch them. Even hawk speaks and other bears, everyone who are in jungle forest, attacking persons and eating, all they will also be liberated.
Даже свирепые хищники, такие как тигры, свирепые вепри и другие животные, живущие в лесу, они также очистятся и получат благо, потому что духовная вибрация коснется также их.
This name is so powerful, Kirtan, that if you are meditating anything, and we are doing kirtan, you cannot meditate. So, you will be engaged in, if you are doing kirtan, anyone is not doing kirtan, but by mind he is bound to do kirtan. If you cannot meditate, you should chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It will engage your all senses. You will forget where you are, what doing. If you are louder and louder and more louder, you will speak, chant this name, Sankirtan, or your all senses will be controlled. Nothing to criticize, nothing to remember your bad activities or anything. Otherwise, if you are meditating, all kinds of bogus things will come in your head. You cannot check them. But by kirtan, it will be checked very easily.
Если вам успеваете спиртом, то вам легко контролировать сон, потому что обычно он наполнен столькими сторонами мыслями. Вы пытаетесь медитировать, но ум, так сказать, проникают всякие ненужные мысли. Но если вы громко воспеваете Святое Имя, то очень легко Святое Имя проникает в сознание и контролирует ум. И поэтому громко повторяет, вы забудете обо всех своих органах чувств, о своем теле, о том, кто вы такой. И вы забудете о всех своих анархах, вы забудете о том, что вы хотели кого-то критиковать или оскорблять. И потому что когда мы начинаем медитировать, то в наш ум проникает всякая чушь, и мы стараемся кого-то, мы сразу начинаем критиковать кого-то или вспоминать о чем-то негативном. Но если мы громко успеваем Святое Имя, то все беспокойства уходят от нас.
So, in this part, someone can think like this, that the devotees are very selfish. I think that you also are engaged in selfishness. But really, high class of devotees are not selfish. He can think that, oh, I should have some money to travel here and there. So this is selfishness. He can say, oh, I should have some money in my pocket to do this for me also, or for this. But these are all selfishness. But when you will chant Hare Krishna, for whom? For yourself and others. No self again. And gradually this heart will be cleared, Cheto Darpan Marjan. And then you will realize, oh, our self interest is, self is Krishna. So if you are satisfied, Krishna. So if you are serving Krishna, whole world and you are benefited.
Кто-то может быть эгоистом, думать, вот я должен иметь деньги, чтобы путешествовать в разные места. Кто-то может быть эгоистом, думать, что я должен иметь деньги, чтобы носить какую-то хорошую одежду и так далее. Но тот, кто по-настоящему хочет служить Кришне, он должен думать о благе других живых существ. И тогда его сердце очистится, если он будет громко воспевать Святое Имя для блага других живых существ. И таким образом он сможет осознать однажды, что истинное Я, так сказать, зависит от Кришны, и мы можем участвовать только если мы...
Don't believe in money and on wealth. Don't believe. They will give help and we'll be benefited and we will be happy by money and wealth. Oh, it is quite wrong. By chanting name, by serving Gurudev, by serving Radha Krishna Kanjugal Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, you'll be happy so much, you cannot imagine. And world will be benefited for this. So try to do like, oh, Nagar Sankirtan, without self again. And if self again, Krishna is self here. And for his service we can do. If you have so much money or something money in pocket, oh, so many problems will come. Like Sanatana Goswami, he left his his Ishan, that you should take it and return back. It is like a poison.
Если у нас даже немного денег, это может стать причиной больших беспокойств. Санатана Госвами, он прогнал своего слугу Ишана. Он сказал, возьми золотую монету и уходи, потому что это подобно яду.
Now we should come to our subject and our class. Gaur Brahmanande. You should try to do Nagar Sankirtan. You should try to distribute books also. But always chanting, remembering a high class, and you should be in high class of devotees association. First of all, you should not be selfish. Be guru-centered or Krishna-centered. They will manage everything. Yes, very quickly. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Pradaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Gauratishe Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Yang Prabhrajantam Anupetam Apetakrityam Ipayano Virahakataraya Juhava Utreti Tanmetaya Tarvo Bhinedo Tang Sarvabhutaridayam Munima Nutosmi Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najivami Tvaya Vina Iti Vigyay Radhe Tvangnayama Charana. I have obeisance in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Pashishmat Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami. And same thousand and thousand Dandat Pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Ong Vishnu Pashishmat Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. For 4 days, we are explaining what should be our aim and object of our life for devotees. For this we have narrated